again, thank you, Ms. Muhammad, for the update and the clarity and just the knowledge in itself. Now, I was thinking about what you had spoke about earlier when you first came up to the mic, this adversary that we actually are up against. Mm-hmm. You know, Goliath was a tremendous adversary.
That's
you
right.
know, Pharaoh, the Babylonian Nebuchadnezzar. And it goes on, you know, and as we look at God's word, we see that there were many that was faced against these great adversaries. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just going to bring it to today. You know, we are facing a great adversary. But there's one thing that I do truly believe, and that is the word of God. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just stand on that word because I know what comes to my mind is that not long ago, right before this issue about the change of vision, the venue being changed, I had received a call. And the individual was really hysterical, was crying, was saying that we're going to lose, we got to make this DA do something, And, you know, I'm listening to this, and I said to myself, you know, I know there's a war going on. I know this adversary is extremely powerful. But you know what? I'm not crying about the fear of a change of venue. You know, I'm not crying about the fact that I might not be able to make this individual do some things that I want him to do. But what I am standing on and believing that we can win this.
Yes.
And so, I don't want to change the venue. But I'm willing to say that when I look at this through my spiritual eyes,
come on.
Those spiritual eyes that God has given us, justice will be served.
That's right.
So even if a change of venue comes, and the facts are the facts that any time a change of venue takes place, normally we lose. Facts is the fact that there's no police officer in the state of California ever been charged for murder. Not charged, but
Brought to trial
for murder. You know, there is many facts that I can look at that says we don't even stand a chance. But as Minister Muhammad said, you know, if we look at that and don't believe in the justice of God,
yeah,
then we wouldn't be showing up here today.
Right.
You know, but we all look at a higher authority, a moral justice that we believe will bring justice in one way or another.
That's right.
And if we look at it through our spiritual eyes, mm-hmm. I see justice coming.
That's right.
Now, it may not be in the way that I want, but it will come.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, but I want God to show up. This is me. I want God to show up and act out and let the world see His power. But faith without works is dead. And so that's why we're here.
That's right.
We got to still do our part. We got to show up. We got to let people know, our adversary, that the community is still actively looking at this and truly praying.
That's right.
And believing, not in your system, but in God's system,
that
justice will prevail.
Yeah, right.
You know, we did have a meeting with Steins last Wednesday concerning this change of venue. And some of the things that he shared, you know, Minister Muhammad touched on, but I like to bring this out too, is that, you know, we're only 13% of this county, about 1.5 million people in this county, you know, just 13% basically black. However, Oakland is the largest city in this county. So when they did this survey, 24% of the survey actually came from Oakland. And then he talked about the numbers, 78%, you know, how they baited the question. But I mean, all that is just part of the game. So when I look at that, it doesn't really tell me anything. But there were some numbers that also was looked at that David shared tonight when it comes to what really justifies a change of venue. And when a survey is taken and 95, 98, 85, 75, 78, 80% of the people say that this individual is guilty of the crime committed, normally a change of venue takes place. Well, in our case, even though we've been showing up, there's still part of the community that doesn't believe that Mezzanine is guilty. And so the reality of it is only 45% of us actually believe that he's guilty. So even with that, that's telling me that I need to continue to stay on my knees.
That's right.
But it also brought a smile, because if Stein makes the case like he should and point that out, and I'm sure the judge is aware of it, that it's a great possibility that this case will stay here, mm-hmm. just on those numbers. But yet, we got to get even more vigilant then. You know, but I'm not crying, and I'm not worried, and I'm standing on God's word, that irregardless of whatever occurs on that date, will still bring justice for us in a way of us looking through it our spiritual eyes. So, for the world, you know, they may be crying. But if you know God's word, like Minister Muhammad, I've read it, I know it to a degree, and I'm standing on it, that justice will be served. And I'm believing that. You know, so just keep the faith, stay on your knees, and blast, what'd you say, blast with your emails and Twitter, you know, and book on Facebook, whatever it takes, you know, hand out flyers. And the last thing is on October the 16th of this month at the Art Gallery off of 2278 on Telegraph, we're having a Oscar Grant Justice Night. You know, and we're going to show the video, we're going to give an update, especially of the change of venue. We're assuming that the final decision will be made. We're going to talk about that. We have some entertainment, you know, and just some flashbacks on what we have done and the progress we've made. And I mean, it's been tremendous. You know, God has been answering our prayers, because there was a prayer that Orlok leave.
That's right.
He's gone.
Yeah.
It's been a prayer that Chief G Lee, he's gone. You know, it's been a prayer about this Myers-Navé report. It is all good. You know, it's been a prayer about Noble. You know, we even questioned our own people.
Right.
But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So there's many battles that we have won in this war, and there's going to be more that we will win. You know, and we can go on and talk about the others that are yet to come. So just stay on your knees. Continue to pray and just trust God. And we don't have to cry about this in a sense of what threats that they might try to stir up in us to make us act in a way that we shouldn't. You know, and Jack shared some information with me on Thursday concerning the Mark Board meeting and how powerful that was in the sense of how we presented ourselves, despite the fact that we could be extremely angry. You know? So let's just stay positive and keep the faith. Thanks.
Now we have some of our activists here from, why am I losing the name of the group? California Hotel Activists. My sister, Just Calls Oakland. Now they're in the lobby addressing a few people right now that are coming, and you should know that there are still issues in the city that we're all concerned about. My sister from Just Cause, did you want to share anything with us about the group that's coming in? And we have with us today activists that have been standing for housing rights and other rights from among the people. And you may have heard that in the last few days that OPD SWAT team was called to pursue an alleged gunman. That their pursuit of that gunman took them to 74th and MacArthur and led them, they say, to the building where they had the conflict with Lavelle Nixon. And so, sister, I've lost your name. Sister Robin, are you speaking on behalf of the issue?
Just a little bit.
Then please receive from Just Cause Oakland and others from that community that are on their way in the door right now to deal with the question of what happened at 74th and MacArthur and what's needed from the community and follow-up. Please receive Sister Robin from Just Cause Oakland.